so much. We'll be late for lunch if we try to. But Paul is now right in the middle of the letter to the Colossians. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Well, how many people here were raised with Christ? How? Baptism. Baptism. You know, we're about that big and they pour water over us. Don't even plunk us in the water. I guess they do that now more. And all of a sudden, divine life is in us. The Trinity begins to dwell. You know? Origen's father, Leoncius, I think I've told you this before, he was martyred, you know, in Alexandria. And Origen, who was 17 at the time, wanted to go with him to get martyred. And his mother hid his clothes so he couldn't get out of the house. I think he's going to get martyred. What do you care whether you're walking down the street? But his mother was right, because that's Origen, one of the greatest of the intellectuals of the whole history of the church. So anyway, seek what is above. And then put to death the parts of you that are earthly. That's a battle. That's a battle. And the Holy Spirit comes to our help. We can't sustain that battle. In fact, you know, we're so blind, we don't see a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, that was wrong. Oh, gosh, you're right. That was wrong. You know, if the Holy Spirit didn't guide us like that, we wouldn't ever start to get holy. But I do want to, I wish there were time, but we don't. Now you notice the Lucan form of the Beatitudes. There's five Beatitudes and five woes. I mean four. Four Beatitudes and four woes. And there's no qualification. Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. That's pretty good, isn't it? Luke is like this. He's very radical. He himself, as tradition tells us, you know, he was middle class, upper middle class. He was a medical doctor before he got religion. But he saw the need to care for the poor and our Lord's predilection for those. Poor in lots of ways, not just money. See? Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. With the vision of my Father, myself, and our spirit. You see. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. This is the great reversal. You see, you can't tell the players without a program. This is the program. So who is the NFL star? The poor and humble person who loves the Lord and is generous. That's the quarterback. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Tough, right? But look at how much anti-Catholicism is going on right now. And our dear government trying to force all these health things and the education things and all that. So it's not pure persecution, but it's not bad either. I mean, you're getting close to it. What's our Lord's advice when that happens? Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Whew. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. That's powerful, isn't it? Now, so if you're poor, if you're hungry, if you're weeping, if people hate you, rejoice. That's what they did to all the prophets. You say, yeah, that's great, you know. I'm right behind you, Jeremiah, by about a mile, you know. And then, woe to you. Now, it's not having money. You know, I mean, like, even when our Lord was preaching, there was a group of wealthy women who accompanied them and took care of their needs. It's you know, there's that line in Luke, I've told you this before, after talking about a lot of stuff, the Lord says, it's the last line in the gospel we had about 2 weeks ago. So you cannot be my disciple, or no one can be my disciple, unless he renounces all that he has. I mean, I told you this before. I was driving up to St. Paul's, and I said, well, I got to preach on this, Lord. I mean, you can't duck it. Tell him about your hunting trip or something. I mean, you got to preach that. Well, what does it mean? And he was so, I can't explain it. His voice was so, I didn't hear voices. I just knew he was talking to me. Look, he said, I know they have to feed their family. I know they have to care for their children and get them educated. I know all that. What I'm saying is, bring it all to me, and I will show you how to use it. It'll be a little more stringent than you might like, but I know you need these things. But the priceless thing, you see, is blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, who are weeping. You see, and when people don't like you. See, that's, I want to lead you into the way of blessedness, but not that you can't take care of your children or yourselves or the poor. Anyway, when all that happens to you, rejoice, leap for joy. That's where our Lord got his joy, wasn't it? Being identified with all those people. All the people who mocked him, finally killed him. You see, he knows what it's like to be like on the dirty end of the stick, we used to say when we were kids, you know. He knows. That's the way of holiness. Now, we don't have to do this. We just have to embrace it when it comes. It's the great reversal. The Magnificat is the same, isn't it? He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. I mean, it's the great reversal. That's my term for it. What we think is the best is not the best. And what we think is the worst is the best. So, we have to just say, Lord, I sign on for the best. I've only got, 70, 80 years, whatever. And then eternity. And I want to be like you. I want to be like you. I want to be so polarized by the Father that, you know, that I really say, Abba. You know, and I know that the Holy Spirit is giving me your prayer in the depth of my being, and I really say, Abba, and I love you.